walk on the woo-woo side with me. My name is Michelle Douglas and I am on a mission to help you to step into your power so that you can create the life you desire. Visit me at empoweredlifeprograms.com to learn more. Hello, hello, it's Michelle here, and today we're going to be talking about why you need to take responsibility for your problems. I'm sure I'll upset a few people here, but this really needs to be said because taking responsibility is the first step toward creating positive and lasting change. When you take a look at your life at the moment, everything in it, every person in it, every situation in it is a reflection of your current vibrational frequency. Anything new that comes into your life will stay only if it's in alignment with that vibrational frequency. And this explains why lottery winners don't stay rich for very long, more often than not, because all too soon the money's gone and then some, because they are not in vibrational alignment with having that much wealth. So the money has to disappear. So if you're dealing with a specific problem or problems at the moment, and they're not going away, then there is something in your vibrational frequency that's keeping them there. And more often than not, it's the fact that you're not yet ready to take responsibility for that problem as to why it has not shifted. Now, I'm not pointing the fingers here at you here. Taking responsibility for your problems is not blaming. Okay. So I want to make it very clear that taking responsibility for something is completely different to blaming yourself for it. So don't think I'm pointing the finger at you. Like I said, I'm telling you that, you know, I'm not telling you that you're to blame for all your problems, okay? However, you are responsible for them and you are responsible for stepping out of them. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story, and it's not something I share very often because I don't like delving in the past, but I thought this context might actually help you to understand where responsibility and versus blaming comes into things. So when I was 19, I met a man who was really just a child in a man's body looking back. We moved in together. We got married. We bought a house. We had a child together. And very early in that relationship, the verbal and the emotional abuse started. Now, to say I was completely taken off guard when it started is an understatement, and I still remember the very first time it happened. Now, this first time was like the opening of a floodgate because the abuse became a common theme from that point on. It was like a door had opened or something, and this cycle began. So he would be abusive, I would get upset and cry, he would apologize and promise not to treat me that way again. Then he'd get all frisky and want to have sex, and I would turn him down because I was still hurting from his words a couple of hours ago. And then he would get mad because I turned him down, and this continued for almost 9 years. Eventually, you know, my feelings for this man disappeared. I felt nothing for him. I wanted to end my life as well, just to end that pain. But by then I had a beautiful baby girl that I couldn't bear leaving in his care. So I guess she was my incentive to stick around. Eventually, at around the 9 year mark, while looking at my daughter, I realized that I had to get out of this abusive marriage, or I'd be teaching her that her father's treatment of me was okay. I would never forgive myself if I'd chosen to stay and she found herself married to someone just like him. It would have been the worst thing ever. So I left. For her. And then I went back to him. For him. My return only lasted about 3 months. I was completely numb at this point. And although he seemed to be trying, I was miserable. Well, I was just numb. I didn't love him. And in fact, I felt nothing for him. I didn't dislike him. I didn't like him. I just felt nothing. I was completely numb. And that's because I had built this emotional or energetic wall around my heart to protect myself from his unkind words. So one sunny winter day, I told him I was leaving for good, and this triggered more abuse. So he hadn't really changed at all. He was just putting on a front so I'd stick around. So on the 1st of July 2000, the biggest weight I'd ever felt on my shoulders was completely lifted. I knew I'd done the right thing, but this time it was for me. I'd made this choice for me. What happens next is that we're talking about custody of our child, and I knew I would win if I went to court, given he'd already admitted to the marriage counsellor how he'd been treating me. And I offered to allow him to take the house and all of the equity in it in return for me having main custody of our daughter. I just didn't want to go through the courts. And, thankfully, he agreed to that. Now, people told me I was crazy for walking away with nothing, but I was like, I don't have nothing. I've got my daughter. That's what was more important to me at the time. Now, the downside of the house decision, obviously, is that I walked away with a whole lot of debt and no money, but I was free and I had my daughter, and that was what was important. So my story shows several examples of where I have made choices that did not serve me. Biggest example was where I tolerated my ex's bad behavior for 9 years. Like, the cycle continued and continued, and I allowed it to happen through my own choice to stay. There were no consequences for him treating me that way. I would just forgive him, like always, and the cycle would replay a month or so later. And it happened over and over and over again. It wasn't until I broke that cycle that I was able to actually take my power back, basically. Now, there were no guns pointed at me during this time of me staying with him. I chose to stay with him despite how he treated me. I am the only person responsible for making the choice to go into the relationship with him, to stay in the relationship with him, to move in with him, to marry him, knowing he was abusive, to have a child with him, knowing he was abusive, to buy houses with him, and then to let him have the house when I left. Now, I know a lot of people who go, like, leave a marriage with nothing like I did. And again, it's a choice. And then to blame him for the fact you've got no money. It's like, well, I made that decision because I knew I was going to get the better end of the stick, right? So they were all my responsibility. I could have pointed the finger at him constantly saying, oh, the reason why I've got no money is because he got everything. It's like, I gave him everything. That was my choice, right? So now, I could blame him also for being such a horrible person, but what good would that do? It's not like this blame would turn him into give him a personality transplant and become a nice person, right? That doesn't happen that way. There is absolutely no point in blaming him for any of that. Yeah, and there's also no point blaming myself for my terrible choices either. And this is where it gets, there's a fine line, right? You've got blame and you've got responsibility. Yes, I was responsible for making those choices and staying with him, but I'm not blaming myself for that because I was making those choices based on what I knew at the time. I was doing the best I could with what I had, and obviously I didn't have very much. My self-esteem was in the gutter. So I was making choices based on that. And there was a fear of, what would happen financially. And in the end, I walked away with nothing anyway. So probably would have been better off financially if I'd left sooner. But we can't go back and undo our decisions. We've just got to deal with them, take responsibility for them, and then make a decision and make new choices and take new actions and move forward from there. So here's what taking responsibility for your problems looks like. So you acknowledge that situation could not have happened unless you're in vibrational alignment with it, especially if it continued. You stop looking outside of yourself for somebody to blame. And don't blame yourself either. I need to drum that in. You acknowledge that you've made choices in the past that have not served you, and you commit to not making those choices again. Those old choices put you into vibrational alignment with that personal situation, remember? So it is what it is. You can't undo that. And you understand that your choices got you to where you are now and can take you to where you want to go if you choose to make new choices or take new actions. You understand that pointing the finger at someone else gives them all of your power. While you are pointing the finger at them, you are unable to take control of your life and move forward in a direction that feels good to you. And finally, you know that taking responsibility gives you complete power to shape your future so that it matches your greatest desires. So, how do you move forward once you have taken responsibility for your problems? Taking responsibility for your problems can feel a bit foreign at first, especially when you've spent your life looking outside of yourself to understand why your life is the way it is. Now, big, big thing. Taking responsibility for your problems is one of the most powerful and positive things you can do for yourself. Like I said, Taking responsibility for your problems is not the same as blaming yourself. It's purely about taking back your power so that you're empowered to create positive and lasting change. If you continue to blame others, your situation, your job, or whatever for your problems, you're handing your power over to those things. You're literally waiting for those things to change before you can have what you want. You'll be waiting a while. So to move forward from this point, you need to do the following. Number one, review your past choices. Determine which choices brought you to where you are. You know, which ones served you, which ones didn't serve you. If you have a copy of your soul blueprint or manifesting blueprint, preferably both, check if these past choices were in alignment with you at soul level. If you don't have access to these blueprints, either look at the relevant soul manifesting package and buy and get access to those, or see if you can work out which of those choices did not serve you in some way. Obviously, it's a lot easier if you have the blueprint in your hand. It's like having your roadmap and you can say, oh yeah, I did this and this is way out of alignment with who I am, for example. If you are clear on what you do want in life, create an action plan. It's a lot easier if you have access to those blueprints because you won't need to rely on trial and error so much because you've got your roadmap, but you can still, you know, move forward either way. It's just a bit more trial and error. And start taking new aligned actions that serve you. This is the only way to create an experience that not only feels good, but is in alignment with who you are as well. And finally, enjoy the process. Watch for the feedback, and it often comes quickly, usually within about 24 hours at most, and course correct as needed. So if you'd like to know more about the soulful manifesting and get your hands on your own little roadmap so that you can start making new choices and taking new actions that take you in an aligned way towards what you want, then head over to the website and click on Work With Me, then the Akashic Records, and then the Soulful Manifesting. And I hope to see you there very, 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 very soon.